Next, under the implied covenant to develop the leasehold, you've got the duty of reasonable development. And this is really the heart of this particular implied covenant. This subpart is the real heart of the duty. This is an obligation that's been recognized for a long time. It's one of the earliest of the implied covenants. If you look at other states, you know, the oil and gas industry started in the late 1800s in Pennsylvania, kind of moved into the eastern regions of Ohio, and you had courts in the late 1800s in those states recognizing an implied covenant to develop. And very early in Texas, as early as the early 1900s, you had courts saying there's an implied covenant to develop in oil and gas leases. And even earlier than that, they had said something similar in mining leases where the payment to the lessor is going to be some royalty. So it's a really old implied covenant. Now, in the oil and gas context, what does this entail? Well, it's a duty to drill as many development wells as a reasonably prudent operator would drill to develop a proven formation. So a formation where you've proved up as containing oil or gas in paying quantities. And then if you've got that, then you're going to have a duty to reasonably develop it if you're the lessee. It's triggered as soon as you've got production and paying quantities. The standard is the one I mentioned just a few seconds ago. It's a reasonably prudent standard. That means that a lessee need not drill a well simply because the lessor wants it, even if you've got a proven formation. You know, a lessee would not drill a well unless there's a reasonable probability, in fact, a likelihood that it's going to be profitable. At least you wouldn't drill another development well to a proven formation. If it's just a matter of if you've got a proven formation and you're thinking about, should I drill another well just to speed the recovery from this proven formation, you're not going to do that unless it's likely to be profitable to do that. So if you're thinking now from the lessor side, the lessor is going to have to prove that a new development well would likely be profitable if they're going to prevail on a prudent or a lack of development claim. I've got a little cartoon to show this, to illustrate it. Let's say that in this picture that the square is the leasehold, and you've got four wells kind of located in the corners of this nice big tract, maybe a big Texas ranch, and those four wells are efficiently, kind of effectively draining the areas described in the yellow squares. So you've got those areas being drained in the yellow circles. And all the geology looks like the same formation goes throughout the whole leasehold. Well, if you're the lessor, you're thinking, well, why isn't my lessee drilling 12 more wells? You know, they've got plenty of room for more wells and would give me a lot more monthly royalty. And so this is what kind of a classic illustration of where an implied covenant of reasonable development could come in. And so this is the sort of thing that can be a strong tool for a lessor, because most times you're not going to have something that expressly requires the lessee to drill a particular number of wells. And if you've got a basis such as, you know, in this classic little cartoon, you might be able to force some drilling where a lessee, maybe they've got, they think they've got even better formation elsewhere, and that better formation is where they're going to spend their limited capital. But if you could show that a reasonably prudent operator would be drilling these other wells, you may be able to require that they do so. So it's going to be a kind of a hidden weapon or tool for the lessor, you know, a threat to the lessee if you're not being reasonably active on your lease. The third subpart of the implied covenant to develop the leasehold is a duty of further exploration, and this is one where I'll point out some differences in terminology. In some jurisdictions or in some commentary, you might see further exploration carved out as a separate implied covenant of its own if it's dealing with further exploration. So the duty of further exploration, the concept there is there might be a duty to do additional exploration, drilling exploration, to new formations that haven't yet been explored. And this could be in a completely new area where there hasn't yet been drilling, or it could be to a different depth where you already have drilling. So if you've got a operator that has a lease that's held by production by some shallow oil well, and you're the lessor, your client's the lessor, and there's good reason to think that there's a nice, productive, potentially productive fat shale formation underneath, maybe you want them to do some extra exploration by drilling to a new depth. And the further exploration duty could be a tool there.